Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to The Best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Obviously, the first segment of the show has got to be on the game of the weekend. And that was the highest rated NFL game outside of the Super Bowl in the last 12 years. I don't know if that includes playoff games. Rob G, check that out.
Probably regular season. Yeah, probably, I can't believe that's bigger
right,
than a playoff
I would
game.
Think some of the playoff.
Yeah, regular season.
Regular season, okay. Yeah. The highest rated regular season game in the last 12 years. Patriots, Cowboys. Patriots come out on top 13-9.
And it was a dud of all things,
obviously there wasn't much offense, you know.
Right.
The weather was bad. It was offensive, but not offensive,
right.
You know what I mean? But, look, I know you want to jump on me. Dak, you said Dak was elite. And let me break down the truth before Rob Parker gets to change everything and, you know, finagle and kick the fake news and all that. What I said last Friday, it's for everybody to hear on tape. Dak Prescott is en route to being an elite quarterback. I have not said he's Aaron Rodgers.
So what are
you
doing?
He's not Pat Mahomes. He's not, you know, one of those guys. But I think he's a top 10 quarterback now. And all the stats bear that out. Also, the game actually ended. Now, would I have picked a 13-9 game? Maybe, probably not. But I did pick the Patriots. I picked the Cowboys to cover. I didn't think they'd get beat by more than 6.5 points. So I thought they would lose. And that's what happened. They lost by 4. I didn't expect Dak to go into Foxborough and light it up and throw for 400 yards. It was what I expected. And I actually, being a guy that does think Dak has something as a quarterback, that does think Dak is a franchise quarterback, does think Dak can lead a team to the Super Bowl. He can be your Super Bowl quarterback. I actually came away with reasons to be encouraged. I'll save those for after my man Rob Park. I'm going to give you the floor because I know you've been waiting ever since last night, probably about 24 hours.
I've been in the parking lot for the last 14 hours.
So I'm going to let you go ahead and let's see what you got.
It's not about what I got. It's that he obviously took a detour and made a left at Albuquerque, because the road that you're talking about, that he's on his road to elite, this is just the only problem I have, Chris, is when they play good teams, for whatever reason, I don't know, you can give me the reason, the numbers just don't bear it out that he's that guy. Tom Brady wasn't that great. He was awful. But here's the numbers against the teams. They've lost 5 games, and in the games that they lost, 4 of them against playoff teams, and the real bad loss to the Jets. Patriots, no touchdowns, 1 interception. The Vikings, who they lost to, he had a good game. 3 touchdowns, 1 pick. He had good numbers.
How many yards?
397.
All right.
Then we had the Jets game, which I said was awful. He had no touchdowns, no interception.
Why would we even include that?
That was one of the losses, but I'm talking about the good teams. Packers, 2 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. Saints, 0 touchdowns, 1 interception. And this is just my point on Dak Prescott. Nobody's saying that he can't play or there's no place in the league for a guy like that. It's just that I do not believe he's in that elite category, and this is the reason. And these are games like here, Chris, that we keep seeing in the big spots. They're 6-5. And when you look at the teams that he beat and put up the numbers against, it's embarrassing. They're all bad teams.
Well, what about Minnesota?
Except the Minnesota game. I'll give you that. I said that's the only game where the numbers are good. But all the games I'm talking about that they won are all against the Lions and the Giants twice and the Eagles and the Dolphins and the Redskins. and you just keep looking, waiting for him. Yesterday was a classic time, a classic moment with this much-watched game, right? This highly contested game. Dak Prescott, it could have been the passing of the torch, where he's taking it from Tom Brady. He beats Tom Brady on his own field with America watching. The Dallas Cowboys, everybody's excited. Here's that big game. And instead, they don't even get a touchdown. They don't even get a touchdown. We saw this against the Saints in another marquee matchup, and that was even without Drew Brees. But I just thought this was an opportunity for Dak Prescott to maybe change some people's minds. The reason that there's so many question marks about him is because of what we saw yesterday. This is the reason I believe he still hasn't been signed. The Cowboys signed everybody. Defensive players, they gave everybody contracts. And whether or not Dak turned down 32 or whatever it was, if they really believed this guy was that guy, they would have said, back up the Brinks truck, because Jared Goff got paid, all these guys got paid. Dak Prescott should be under contract, and it's nights like this. You could talk about Jason Garrett. You could talk about special teams. You could talk about all kinds of other things. He just doesn't make you feel like he is that guy, that elite guy who, when everything's not good, he can win a game against a good team. And last night, to me, was Exhibit A. I'm not going to go crazy on him. I'm not going to call him a fraud, even though I've said it for over and over that I think he's fraudulent when it comes to that. But last night was just a perfect example of just another situation where anti-Dak people could look and go, there it is. There it is, another game when he had a chance to prove people wrong and he didn't do it.
I think the anti-Dak people would be being disingenuous to say that, because to expect him to, one, go into Foxborough where the Patriots hardly ever lose, to go up against the number one defense in the league in that weather. That weather. Troy Aikman was on the call, said he hated playing in that weather. And you look at Aikman, some of his games and that type of stuff, and he didn't like throwing the ball in that.
But somebody has to win. Somebody has to win the game.
Let me finish. Let me talk. I gave you 5 minutes.
No, it wasn't. It was 4 minutes and 38 seconds.
All right.
I timed it.
And you didn't make the most of it, I'll say, myself.
Please.
If I do say so myself.
All I had to do was open my mouth. That's all I had to do.
This reflective Rob Park, I don't know. But anyway. but no, to expect, I mean, heck, he actually outplayed Brady. He actually outplayed Brady. Brady is used to those elements. Brady is in his home territory, and Dak outplayed him, or at least played him to a standstill at the very least. Like, he threw for more yards. He had a better completion percentage.
Stop. It's not about yards. It's not about yards. Stop saying yards.
Oh,
no.
Can I finish?
It's not about yards.
I mean, I gave
yards.
You 4.5 minutes where I didn't say a word. You had your chance. You chose to be reflective. You chose to stay
calm.
Stop
with the yards.
Then stay there. Stay there.
His quarterback rating was 64. He had no touchdowns again.
You act like having a touchdown automatically means you had a great game. Okay, he had 460 yards and 2 touchdowns against Green Bay. Was that a good game? No. So my point is that in that type of weather, you can't expect him to go up there and light it up. In fact, the whole game plan was screwed up. They should have been running Ezekiel Elliott left, Ezekiel Elliott right. He was getting more than 4 yards a carry. And then the special team screwed him up. You know this. And then there were some drops. And then there was a phantom tripping call where the guy didn't even get tripped.
It's called football drops. It happens all the time.
Look. The bottom line is, with the money on the line, he put it where Amari Cooper should have caught it. And then maybe that you extend the drive, who knows? All I'm saying is, again, I said he's en route to being elite, and what I saw yesterday doesn't change my mind.
He's 0-4 against playoff teams. Explain that.
Hold on. You want to talk about
it. Explain it.
I'm going to explain it. I'm looking at the big picture.
Got an excuse for every time they lose to a good team.
No, it's not an excuse. It's actually called facts. The guy is 38-21 as a starter.
We're talking about right now this year.
Oh, yeah, we're talking about right now.
That's what we're talking about.
No, hold on. If you want to look at this year and the losses he has and say he's not legit, he's fraudulent, that's your prerogative. But you talk about he doesn't beat winning teams. He was 13-3 as a rookie. I'm sure there were some winning teams in those 13 victories. He was 10-6 last year. They beat the Eagles twice, who were a winning team.
0-4 this year, and the only team
so
that they've beaten are bad teams. I'm just trying
to say, are they in route to make the playoffs?
At some
point, it doesn't matter, Chris. They'll get their chance to beat good teams when they get to the postseason.
You can't keep making excuses for
a guy. I'm not making excuses.
Just acknowledge that when they've played the better teams in the league,
that he's not. He's not an elite quarterback.
I never said he was. He's not on route. And he's not on route.
That's why he's not paid. Please, you know he's gonna get paid. You know it. I challenged you on it last Friday, and you couldn't say it. You know he's gonna get paid. He wants $40 million. I wouldn't give him $40 million as much as I like him, unless I absolutely have to.
Why not? You said he's elite. He's on his way. Don't you have your quarterback?
Are you listening to me? The hardest position to field
is a quarterback.
How many times, Rob Parker, do I have to say he's en route to becoming elite?
What does that mean? He's not elite. When does he get there?
And he's improving to the point where he will become an elite quarterback.
Dallas is 0-4 against playoff teams. You are what your record says you are.
Okay.
That's what they are.
They are going to be the division winners in their division and make the playoffs and have home field advantage.
By default. By default, they haven't beaten anybody. It's by default.
It is what it is, Mr. Parker.
Whatever you want to call it, just get there.
Heck, teams that have gotten in by default have won Super Bowls.
Who? Tell me.
Eli Manning and the Giants.
Ain't by no default. Are you kidding me?
Wild cards.
That's not by default, a wild card.
It's sneaking in.
No, it ain't.
Sneaking in is making the playoffs without beating one team over .500. I'd rather win a weak division than be a wild card.
The Patriots cheat, and now all we know is here is Chris Broussard making excuses again for Dak Prescott.
Your argument was weak. You had a whole day to come up with that, and that's the best you could do.
Owen Foy is 38-21.
My argument's not weak. Your argument is outdated.
And then
you bring up this old stats about why he's not paid. That's why he's not paid. No, he's not paid because he's asking for more. And they're 0-4. That's all I need to know. And all Cowboy fans, everybody knows it. They watched Dak Prescott lay another egg on national television with everybody watching. No touchdowns against the Patriots. Did we see Lamar Jackson go crazy on that same defense? Chris now said,
"What do you expect? It's raining now. And what did you want Dak to do? It's bad weather. He outplayed Tom Brady.
Did he? No, he didn't. Tom Brady threw a touchdown.
Enough.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
He's from the NFL Network, also a Fox Sports Radio weekend host. Played in the league and also scouted in the league in the front office. It's our man. I've been waiting for him, Bucky Brooks. Bucky, what's happening, man?
What's up, Chris? What's up, Rob? Hey, look, you know what? I want to take this time to apologize to Rob Parker because I was wrong. And whenever I'm wrong, I like to stand on the table and admit that I was wrong. A couple months ago, I came on your show and I said that Aaron Rodgers was like Russell Westbrook. And I want to take the time to admit that that comparison is absolutely wrong. He's more like Austin Rivers. And so what I need to do is I need to just make sure that I stand up on the table and let Rob know that I'm wrong. I compared him to an MVP candidate and Russell Westbrook. And really, the guy that we saw last night is more like Austin Rivers.
I mean,
and I should have known better when I stood up there and said that.
Dag, that's fire right there. Shots fired, Rob Park. 104 yards, Bucky. I mean, 104 yards?
I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's the kind of production that you normally receive from somebody who's like a sixth or a seventh man, not someone who's supposed to be the greatest thrower of the football on the planet. I think that's what Rob said. The greatest thrower of the football on the planet. And what I saw last night.
Rackle.
I mean, come on. 104 yards in a full game.
Wow.
I mean, that's what we're saying? I'm just really disappointed. I know what Robin is saying. Hey, they didn't have their wide receivers, and the offensive line was beat up, and the running back couldn't get going. At some point, if you're the greatest star of the football ever, you should be able to elevate the squad.
Thank you. Rob, go ahead. Rob Parker. He got nothing to say, I know. Go ahead, Rob. Man up, man. Come on. Man up. You really not going to say anything?
Nah, he ain't got nothing to say.
I guess he got nothing to say.
He ain't got nothing to say. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to pause for a minute because I'm going to dig in. I was finishing up my lemon pepper wings. I'm going to dig into these wings for a minute, and then I'm going to come back and give him some more because he shouldn't have anything to say.
Take a bite, Bucky, and this is what I want to ask you. A real serious question here, too. Rob is not alone in saying that he's the best passer of the football he's ever seen. I've said, you know, this guy's phenomenal. He's just got to get some wins, and he's arguably that best passer of the football and all that. And everybody's raved for years about Aaron Rodgers. You have been kind of solo. You know, there's a few others. But in saying that he's not a winner, he's not as good as everybody thinks, what is it that you haven't liked or just saw in him that made you feel that way?
No, look, he's a great player. He's one of the best quarterbacks that we've ever seen. However, he is also nearing the end of a great career. He still has a few years left. But the biggest argument that you'll make with Aaron Rodgers is, and we've heard for years that Aaron Rodgers is this great quarterback, and everybody's held him back, that Mike McCarthy held him back, that Green Bay's inability to surround him with a supporting cast held him back. But when we really look around the league and we look at those quarterbacks that we talk about, the legendary ones, the ones that we're going to talk about for years and years and years on end, they've been able to do it with less. Tom Brady hasn't played with a cast of all-stars around him for the majority of his career. However, the Patriots have still been able to win. When we look at what Drew Brees has been able to do with some of the guys that he has been surrounded by, we still see those guys win. At some point, when we're measuring Aaron Rodgers and we're saying he's going to go down as arguably the best quarterback in football, at some point, we have to see something where we see him elevate the squad and take him beyond a level of, hey, we win a division title, we go a couple rounds in the playoffs. Like, if he is that bad man, then at some point, don't we need to see him knock some people out? Don't we need to see him elevate them and say, hey, guys, I got this. Even when my guys aren't rolling, I can elevate us. Last night against the 49ers team that is looking like a heavyweight contender, we didn't see the Green Bay Packers respond. And a lot of that was due to Aaron Rodgers not playing at a high level. At some point, he has to be held accountable to his level of play.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
They see me trolling.
Tom Brady, he's done.
They hating.
Aaron Rodgers did not have a Pro Bowl season.
Trying to catch me riding.
It's trolling or rolling.
That's right, Trolling and Rolling with Martin Weiss. I'll break it down for you if this is the first time you guys have heard it. If Chris and Rob like the story, you hear the roll sound.
They see me rolling.
And if they don't, you hear the troll sound.
Oh, man. Hey, 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 hey.
So let's get right to it. Former Cowboy Dez Bryant is always active on social media. Just a few weeks ago, he tweeted about a potential NFL comeback, but while he's waiting for that phone call, he's had more to say. On Sunday, in the middle of the Patriots' beatdown of the Cowboys, Dez tweeted, quote, "What I see from the game so far, Dallas has had better players, but New England has a better coaches and game plan." Rob, are you trolling or rolling Dez bashing his former Cowboy coaches?
I'm rolling with it.
They see me rolling.
First of all, I get it. You know, once they let you go and you are not with a team, you're always going to have a little bit of an axe to grind. But the other part is there is some coaching issues going on, and everybody knows it. And so I think most of the time, most players just keep their mouth shut, even if the coaching isn't good. But in this case, everybody's piling on, so I understand why he's doing it.
I'm rolling with it as well.
They see me rolling.
You know, this is within character for Dez. I mean, he's criticized the coaching staff and the Cowboys before. And what he said this time was kind of tame. I mean, to be honest, he could have went at him a lot harder, and he didn't. He just made an observation, and I think it was a solid observation. I mean, it's the same one that Jerry Jones pretty much made after the game. Troy Aikman was making during the game, and a lot of other observers felt the same way. So I'm fine with it because I thought he did it in a straight football way and really didn't let it get personal. At least it didn't appear that way.
Trolling and rolling, Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Now, everyone was surprised when Russell Wilson got the starting nod over Matt Flynn in his rookie year in Seattle, but he's had nothing but success since. Russ made
except for that Super Bowl. Go ahead.
In over 100 years of NFL football, no quarterback has ever led his team to a winning record in each of his first 8 seasons, until Russ won his 9th game of the year yesterday. Now, Russ has been the one constant in Seattle's success, or Rob's relative failure, this decade. But Rob, are you trolling or rolling Russell Wilson being this year's MVP?
I'm trolling it. I don't think that...
I think
this guy here, Lamar Jackson, and the stretch that they've had, if they beat the Rams here in L.A., that would be 7 in a row. And what the teams that they've gone through, including beating the undefeated New England Patriots at the time that they did it and how they did it, I don't know how you can't look at Lamar Jackson and not think that he right now is the MVP.
I'm trolling it as well.
Oh, man. Hey.
About 2 weeks ago, I did have Russell Wilson as my MVP, and he still got a shot. I mean, you still got a few weeks left, and Jackson could fall off, and Wilson could continue to play well and win, or maybe even take it up a notch. So he's not out of it. I think he's clearly second as Jackson throws yet another touchdown.
On cue.
His third touchdown of the game, touchdown pass. This guy has just taken the league by storm over the last 6 weeks. And even before that, game one, when it was against Miami, he played well. So, yeah, right now it's got to be Lamar Jackson. He is making mincemeat out of the Rams, and that's one of the best defenses in the league.
Trolling or rolling, Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Now, the 49ers are legit contenders in the NFC, and Richard Sherman hasn't let anybody forget it all season. He's been pretty animated in his post-game press conferences, and yesterday, he was effusive in his praise of Jimmy G.
It's incredibly important. He's the leader of the team. You know, quarterback is the leader of this team. Jimmy Garoppolo is our leader, and we will follow him into to the darkest of dark. We'll follow him into a dark alley, and I guarantee you won't touch him.
Now, I don't know about dark alleys, but Rob, are you trolling or rolling that Jimmy G can lead the 49ers to a Super Bowl?
That's a good question. No, it really is, because I'm going to say I'm trolling it.
Oh, man. Hey.
I'm still not there yet. That doesn't mean that it can't happen, but I don't think it's a foregone conclusion, and he, with his body of work, has shown me everything that I need to see to believe like he's that guy. They're playing well. A lot of things have gone right their way, their schedule, but I'm not there yet.
I'm rolling with it.
They see me rolling.
He's 18-3 as a starter. I mean, this dude, he won in New England. It was only a couple games. I get it. But he went to San Francisco and immediately started winning. A team that was having a poor season, he was winning. He won 5 straight with them his first half season there. This guy, I think, look, he hasn't lit the world on fire. He's not looking like Pat Mahomes or anything like that. But he looks like a good leader. Obviously, you know, Richard Sherman has his back. And if Sherman's got his back, I think the rest of the team does. And his record speaks for itself, 18-3 as a starter. You don't have to be the league MVP to win a Super Bowl. We've seen several quarterbacks who weren't, you know, better than Garoppolo win Super Bowls. So, yeah, he can do it.
Trolling or rolling, Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Now, the Mason Rudolph, Myles Garrett fiasco had yet another layup over the weekend. Now, of course, Myles was suspended and didn't play. Mason may have actually preferred suspension to just getting flat-out benched. But some of the tailgating Browns fans in Cleveland actually built a Mason Rudolph pinata and hit it in the head with a fake helmet. Rob, are you trolling or rolling tailgating Browns fans?
I'm trolling. That was pretty...
Oh, man. Hey.
Dude, that was a serious situation. He could have been seriously hurt, lost an eye, I don't know, killed if he was hit hard enough or in the right spot. I don't think that that's something you should make fun of. I mean, you could feel like that because it didn't happen, but using a helmet as a weapon is not cool and shouldn't be made to be a joke for people watching.
I'm with Rob. I'm trolling it as well.
Oh, man. Hey.
Look, I'm from Cleveland, but that was terrible. I was embarrassed for the city of Cleveland because of that. That was terrible. I mean, they were the first ones to start the jersey burning with LeBron. And then this just took it to a whole nother level. Like Rob said, I mean, this was a serious incident. It shows that you don't get the gravity of the situation.
Right.
That he could have killed Mason Rudolph or maimed him or, you know, done some other craziness to him. And if you watch the video, it was a girl who didn't look like she knew anything about a helmet, how to hold a helmet, or swinging it. God forbid she loses control and it runs, goes into the crowd and hits somebody. Or if you watch it, the pinata was moving all over the place. So she was walking all over the place just swinging this helmet. And once she actually did get close to the people watching. So she could have hit somebody in the head with a helmet. I mean, it was just idiotic from Jump Street, and I'm trolling.
I'm surprised the security didn't take that away
right,
from
that
me.
That was
right?
Terrible, so, man.
All right, Odd Couple, I'll get off y'all's lawn.
Hey, golly. Get off the lawn.
What, you rolling with it?
I'm not trolling. It's not a black mark on the city of Cleveland.
Why you got to make it like it? Like we're old people because we're about safety.
Because you sound like virtues. Oh, my gosh. What about the kids? What about the other tailgating fans? What if the helmet flew out of our hands? Come on. If Mason
was it a serious incident?
Yes, it was.
And should you make light of something serious like that?
All's well that ends well.
I don't think you have
everybody's
to be over 40 to think that.
Nah, no. you shouldn't make it feel like it's okay because
right.
other people will copy. And that's why, no, this isn't cool. You can't do it.
It was like they're defending him. Like they thought he was right. You know?
No, okay, I can get all that. But, I mean, this fan and making light of the whole situation, even though, of course, Mason Rudolph wasn't seriously hurt, I don't have a big problem with it. I have more of a problem with people jumping off of RVs into tables in Buffalo than I would with anything that the Cleveland fans are doing.
No, but wait a minute. He slipped on some Buffalo wing sauce.
Oh, is that what it was?
That's what it was.
He climbed up on top of the RV, slipped on the Buffalo sauce, and then did the people's elbow into the folding table.
That's what happened.
Not surprisingly, Craig Melvin liked that one.
Of course he did.